And then let's move on. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I yield back.
The gentleman from Massachusetts yields back. The gentleman from Texas is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I will yield myself the balance of our time.
The gentleman is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, our adversaries, notably Russia, China, Iran, are watching to see how we will respond. Our reaction to these crises will determine how they will choose to proceed. An important difference between this package of bills today and the previously passed Senate supplemental is the addition of the 21st Century Peace Through Strength Act. Legislation is important as it includes sanctions and policies that counter our adversaries through the inclusion of the Repo Act and the removal of our payment for foreign pensions and requiring the administration to provide a game plan in Ukraine, something that many of us have been asking for some time. Ronald Reagan told us, peace comes through strength. By failing to act now, it will signal the opposite of strength, and it will invite future aggression, as failure to act has done so often in the past. Mr. Speaker, I also feel obligated to point out that this Congress has had two votes on providing aid to Israel. One that occurred in October, right after Speaker Johnson was elected. Indeed, it was one of his highest priorities. And I thought responsibly that aid package was offset through cuts to other federal agencies here. Senator Schumer didn't see it that way and said, we've never conditioned aid to Israel with anything, so it has to be no offset, can't be paid for. So the House, in February of this year, I think it was Mr. Calvert of California who had a bill to provide the same aid to Israel without the offset. And it was blocked. Blocked this time by people on my side. So the Speaker said, okay, let's bring it up under suspension. Maybe we can get agreement between members on both sides, but in fact, under suspension, the two-thirds majority required was not achieved. So that bill failed in February as well. Had any one of those bills passed, we might not be here today, because we all know a week, 10 days ago, Iran attacked Israel, missiles and drones originating from Iranian soil, first time that's ever happened, and the crisis advanced. Yes, we did have an opportunity to provide that aid to Israel. Might not have been what my friend from Massachusetts would have wanted, but at the same time, we had the opportunity to provide that. And unfortunately, now even members of my committee are upset with where we are today, but we had the opportunity to sort of head off all of this problem by simply passing that aid package last February, and we wouldn't do it. So what happens if we don't do this today? Does it get better or worse for us down the road? Nobody knows the answer to that, but history tells us it is very likely to get worse. So we've got two votes now, Mr. Speaker. Israel aid, and on both counts, I think most of us in this body want to see that pass. I will stress again that weakness invites aggression, and we cannot allow our allies in the Middle East and the Indo-Pacific and the Ukraine to be abandoned. By doing so, we will not prevent future aggression, but we will invite it. Today, we have an opportunity to deliver critical aid to our allies, and I believe it's appropriate to do so. So, Mr. Speaker, with that, I'll yield back the balance of my time. I move the previous question on the resolution.
The gentleman yield back. Without objection, the previous question is ordered. The question is on adopting the resolution. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, no. In the opinion of the chair, the ayes. In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it. The resolution.
Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose, gentleman from Texas, Speaker?
I would ask for a recorded vote.
Does the gentleman ask for the yeas and nays?
Yes.
The yeas and nays are requested. Those favoring a vote by the yeas and nays will rise. A sufficient number having risen, the yeas and nays are ordered. Pursuant to Clause 8 of Rule 20, further proceedings on this question is postponed. Pursuant to Clause 12A of Rule 1, the Chair declares the House in recess subject to the call of the Chair.
Okay, welcome. It is Friday, 19 April, in the year of our Lord, 2024. What you're going to see, what you just saw a moment ago, is a vote about this rule. They passed the late last night after we finished the show in Las Vegas that the Democrats basically got the rule out of committee. So just understand something, that your entire House, with Polly Pocket Speaker Johnson, is now being run by the Democrats. You're going to have a vote on the floor here momentarily, or I think we're going to get some more debate. I think the vote's scheduled for 10:30, the overall vote. We'll pick up more of that. They've started here about 9:30 this morning. It looks like the votes are there, but using Democrat votes, we're going to see who in the conference actually votes for this to pass this, and it's going to be a pretty historic day. I think it's the first time ever. I haven't found anybody that can look at the history and see otherwise. First time ever that a speaker turned to Democrats to actually get the rule even to the floor. So this is no longer divided government. You have to face the fact that Johnson, and who's been completely encaptured by the Uniparty, after a couple of security briefings, and he's out there with I saw the security briefing, and the tanks are going to roll through to Paris, the tanks are going to roll through to London. It's like the first time he ever had a security briefing, and he's completely wet himself, and he's thrown in with the Democrats. Understand that what's going to happen here in the next 24 to 48 hours, not one thing is going to be done for the border. Nothing. We're going to give $60 billion. And do I have that? Do I have the clip of yesterday from Chip Roy? Chip Roy, came in live to the evening show last night and laid out something that I think needs to be reiterated and reiterated and reiterated. Of the $113 billion, and I think Chip might be wrong mathematically there, I think we've now proven, with Heritage and others that have done such a great job finding out where the money is, I believe that what we found is that it's been $124 to $129 billion, as we keep saying. Of the $129 billion, right now they can only figure out $47 billion actually went to arms and to the battlefield. And this is why Zelensky and this crowd have been buying yachts down in Monaco, and people say, oh, you can't prove that. That's not there. Well, yeah, we can prove it. It's a observable fact. And people like the Kiev Post have to understand, when President Trump's returns, we're going to have forensic audits and, I believe, give criminal indictments to Zelensky and this group of oligarchs been stealing with both hands. It's an open secret in Washington. Everybody talks about it, from the CIA, the amount of money stolen by the oligarchs who were funding the worst people on earth, not the Ukrainian people. Ukrainian people are very courageous, have shown tremendous valor. As their lives have been tossed away, have been thrown away, because Zelensky's in business with Davos. Zelensky's in business with Brussels. Zelensky's in business with the imperial capital of Washington, D.C. Let's play the Chip. Can we play the Chip Roy clip? Let's play Chip Roy clip. This is from last night. We're going to come right back. We're live today. We're on the road with Russ Vogt and the team. Got in very, very late, or I guess early this morning, from Las Vegas. We'll talk more about that in a moment. So let's hear Chip Roy. We'll come back.
I want everybody out there in the audience to remember the $113 billion. I want to repeat, the $113 billion that's already been appropriated for Ukraine. Only $44 to $47 billion of that, two different reports I've seen, is lethal aid. So what was the other $66 to $69 billion for? If they had held that back and used it responsibly, then maybe they'd still have money to come over and try to buy the, you know, stuff they need. I want to get into the details in terms of classified stuff, but the stuff that they need to continue to fight. So, you know, that's what they did. And so now we're trying to be responsible. We want to secure the border. We're, as the president is, look, I'll listen to you on what you need for lethal aid. We don't want to see Putin march through Kyiv, but you aren't putting America first, and you aren't being responsible with the money. So the president is exactly right. Don Jr. is exactly right. This is a complete capitulation by the speaker. It's completely irresponsible. And we, you know, he basically got set up last fall because we were fighting the establishment here, and now he's walking away. He walked away on FISA. How on earth can the speaker pass one of the tie-breaking votes to prevent us from having a warrant with respect to FISA? It makes no sense.
The operant phrase there is complete capitulation. This is a complete capitulation. You're seeing a borning right now, the beginning of two separate political parties, a populist, nationalist, America First political party, and a elitist, globalist, radical party. And Mike Johnson, for all his happy talk about social conservatism, and this is where social conservatives, the LIFE movement, you got to do a gut check, because you've got one of the leaders of the LIFE movement. He's thrown in with the Democrats. He's throwing in to propel and promulgate Democratic rule of the people that are you know, many in the LIFE movement think are murderers when it comes to the abortion. Mike Johnson, that's his entire career up to now. And you can tell he's totally unprepared for the real world. They give him one or two briefs. And I know this from people who talk directly to him about this, that he comes back and goes, oh, man, I can't have blood on my hands. I can't have blood on my hands. I refuse. I can't sleep at night. They have scared this guy so badly by just giving exactly what the intel community does all the time. Remember the intel community that didn't give us a heads up on 9/11, the intel community is totally wrong about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. The intel community that's gotten every significant event wrong in the 21st century, and I can go back most in the 20th century, that intel community can cook up and spin you any way possible. It can't be anything. Anybody that votes for these bills today to give money to Ukraine, right, to give money to Ukraine, and I think to give it to Israel without offsets, or Israel just start buying weapons from it. Israel's a rich country. And yes, they are an ally. We are, our interests are aligned there. But, hey, we're $35 trillion heading there. We're putting on trillion every month, and nobody's coming to bail out the United States. Nobody's coming to bail out you. Nobody. Zero. It's only getting worse. And right now, it is beyond irresponsible. What we're doing today is reckless. There's no justification for it. They've come forward and made no case to you and showed no empirical evidence of why we need to put $60 billion more into the oligarchs of Ukraine. In fact, no one's answered what Chip Roy just said right there. Which is, hey, they've only used $40 to $50 billion that they've told us on the battlefield. We've put in, he says 113, I say 129. So there's another, what, 60 to 80? Where did that go? I tell you where it went. They're stealing it with both hands. It is an open secret in the imperial capital of Washington, D.C., that you can't mention Ukrainian corruption because it's so in your face. You know, the CIA directors had to fly over there to tell them, hey, if you guys keep stealing it so brazenly, money will get cut off because we won't be able to support the scam over here. So this is where we are today. Remember, they're going to pass. We'll come back. I think there may be some more debate. They're actually going to vote, I think, around 10:30. I don't think they're quite voting yet. We'll keep you up to date on all that. But the votes on the individual bills will be tomorrow. I think that'll be between 1 and 1:30 or around 1 o'clock. We'll do the pregame on that, obviously, live tomorrow morning. We're going to take a short commercial break. I want to thank everybody that was in Las Vegas yesterday. That was an extraordinary event. So we've had CPAC. We've had Las Vegas. Both have turned out far beyond our expectations. So we're on a roll on this right now. We're going to get a lot more information out to you. We're going to do our next one hopefully within the next 2 or 3 weeks in some other part of the country. Until then, make sure you go to birchgold.com/Bannon. Find out why the spread between the dollar and gold continues to increase as the dollar gets destroyed by events like today.
Hey, folks, if you watch War Room, you know we talk every day about the geopolitical and other forces driving the price of gold. There are actually a couple of reasons this is happening. Let me walk through them. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January 2021, cost of living is up 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now significantly north of $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down, and a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold Group. Secure a portion of your savings now with gold and do it from Birch Gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free information kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of your pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold also. Just text Bannon to 989898 and claim your free info kit to protect your savings in a time of turbulence, instability, and uncertainty. Do it today. Take action, action, action. Birch Gold Group. Text Bannon at 989898.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, welcome back. I think the vote is going to be at 10:30. I think they're going to call back and have a vote at 10:30. So you'll be able to ascertain which of the Republican collaborators. And that's, look, people saying, hey, why don't you just throw in with the moderates? You can't do this. Remember, the Labor Republican and Democrat don't mean anything anymore. You have many people in the Republican Party that are part of this uniparty. They're backed by donors that are, at best, centrist to slightly left-wing Democrats. You saw that down in Texas. That's just the reality. Just so somebody has an R by his name is meaningless. It's how they stand in the breach. You saw this in the phony ads they're taking out against Eli Crane and others that stood up for McCarthy. McCarthy had to go because McCarthy got us in this jam because of what McCarthy did on the debt ceiling. McCarthy lied to everybody and then purposely took the vote out of MAGA's hands in this November by giving him a 2-year deal. That's the original sin of McCarthy. That's why he's gone, the first speaker in history. Johnson was kind of a fallback candidate when you couldn't get Jim Jordan across the finish line. Not that I actually think that Jim Jordan had been all that great anyway. But here's where you are, and now this is a great unmasking. I mean, it's the neoliberal neocons versus populist nationalists, okay? That's what the breakdown in really in politics today. People may not think about it like that. Intuitively, I think in their hearts they know that there's two different sides to this. This is why you have all these quote-unquote Republicans voting for this nonsense. Not one penny after Mike Johnson gave you his word as a biblical worldview Christian. A biblical worldview Christian. And all his thing, you know, quoting the Old Testament, leaders are raised up, this God raises leaders, all that, over and over and over again. Not one penny here going to go to secure the southern border. No interest in the southern border whatsoever. This is 100% to get money to the oligarchs in Ukraine. They're not even that gung-ho on the Israel. And the Israelis just start buying the weapons. It's a rich country. You get early pensions. You get free, you know, basically a socialist country, kind of the way it runs. Very progressive. Hey, pass the hat around, raise taxes, and buy some American weapons. Do it this afternoon. If that's the issue, buy some weapons. Last night you had this, and very performative. I don't know if Israel sent in a message that we don't need the United States and we can hit with impunity the Persians. That might be it. But there's something not right about this whole thing. The whole aspect of this, of the Persian front of this war, seems quite performative right now. I want to bring in Colonel Derek Harvey. First, Colonel Harvey, you were actually one of the leaders as an officer in the Army of helping think through how we got out of the quagmire in Iraq. Now we're in another quagmire. After being in a quagmire in Vietnam, a quagmire in Iraq, quagmire in Afghanistan, our globalist elites now want to get us into – what they want is the American people to go to war with the Russian people. That's not going to happen. The Russian people are not our enemy. And Putin is as bad a guy as you've got until you get to Beijing, where you got the worst. Putin's on the level, right, kind of equal with the mullahs, who are bad guys, but nobody tops the CCP. And now we forced the Russians into an alliance with the mullahs and with the CCP. That was the doing of the same people trying to put this Ukraine bill forward that has nothing whatsoever to do, but the only thing we care about is the southern border of the United States. Your assessment strategically of Ukraine, this $60 billion is just a payoff to Brussels, a payoff to NATO, a payoff to the arms manufacturers, a payoff. So Zelensky and his crew, they'll skim their 10 to 20%. Their carried interest in American cash. But this has nothing to do with any type of real strategy of how Ukraine can actually win against the Russian army, is it, sir?
Absolutely right, Steve. You know, when I was on the show last year and, you know, other times, the Ukraine war is not going to end well. We can continue to throw money in it for years, but strategically, they do not have the ability to win. They don't have the strategic depth, whether it's resources, conscripts, volunteers. They just cannot win the war against what Russia can bring to bear. And it's strategically so vital to what Putin and the Russians want to do that they're going to stay committed to it regardless of the cost. We do not have an end game here. How does this end? Well, for NATO, the United States, and the Ukrainian people. Absent a black swan event, it's not going to end well. So why are we talking about Reaganism and Churchill by Chairman McCall and talking about, you know, backing Ukraine and this is a test of the Western society? Ukraine is not, there is no way forward. And Russia is not going to roll into Poland or other places. There's no evidence for that.
Colonel Harvey, let me go back to that for a second. Because this is one of the fights we got into yesterday. MTG in conference has asked McCall and others to either declassify what they're talking about or come forward and show any empirical evidence that the Russians right now are gearing up to roll through Warsaw on the North German plain all the way across into France to Paris, right, to take down NATO. She says it's been crickets. They haven't really gotten any briefings whatsoever. I want you to reiterate that. The Russian military capability, at least at the start of this war, couldn't even take Kiev, right? Are they a threat? Is it a ticking time bomb right now, given all the other ticking time bombs we actually have about the Russians rolling into NATO?
Russia is overextended as it is, but they are committed to winning, coming out with at least a stalemate, but winning and holding on to what they've achieved as far as territorial acquisitions to date. Remember, Russia is about the same size of a GDP as Italy, okay? And when they, the foreign minister, the secretary of defense, or Putin talk about, you know, opening up another front, saber rattling towards Finland or Latvia or Lithuania, this is a threat that's not backed up by muscle and brawn, okay? It's a distraction. But it does get the attention of, you know, the Biden administration and others who start quaking in their boots. The Russians do not have the capacity nor the desire to extend the fight beyond Ukraine.
Right now, with the $60 billion, if the $60 billion went tomorrow, the Ukrainians are going to come back for more money next week, the week after, because we've had no strategic plan laid out. Everything has been put forward at MSNBC and CNN by Stavridis and all these guys for the last 2 years has been dead wrong. We've been right. We've had you, Posobiec, others on here. We've been right 100%. They've been dead wrong. You know, we're going to have we're going to take back the eastern, the Russian-speaking territories. They're going to be in Crimea. They were going to do this. Or the Russian army was going to collapse. They're going to turn on Putin. Putin's government was going to collapse. Their economy was going to collapse. The ruble was going to collapse. Everything. Not some things. Everything. And remember, we went to economic war with them against their central bank more than we did against the Nazis. And more than we did against Imperial Japan financially. Has the deep state and their running dogs, is there anything you remember over the last 2 years they've told us has been correct?
They have been wrong. I was on the House Intelligence Committee leading up to this conflict, and the intelligence community was wrong about Russia's ability to overrun Ukraine in 3 or 4 days, and they were wrong about their assessment of the Ukrainian defense. They've been wrong on so many of these big issues, going back to Iraq, going back to the first Gulf War, going back to Vietnam, going back to the number of missiles. There's a consistent pattern here of a lot of these big issues they've just gotten wrong. They even missed the ICBM and nuclear increases in China here in the last decade. So here we are today. You know, what can we believe with the intelligence community? They are good at scaremongering leaders and neophytes like Speaker Mike Johnson. That's for sure. And the same thing on FISA. The scaremongering there and the threats that if a terrorist strike hits, you're going to be blamed for because you didn't reauthorize FISA. That's what we're dealing with here. There is a deep state. And again, they cannot answer the question, how does this end? What's the strategy to get this over the top so that there's an outcome that is not going to go on for 10 or 20 years with us weekly walking out of it at the end of the day? This is a disaster waiting to come home, and it won't come home probably on the Biden administration. It'll be a subsequent administration that would have to deal with the catastrophe of what's left behind.
Now, that's the problem. Another issue they're going to leave for President Trump. I want to hold you through the break, but real quickly on the tell me about your the Israel strike. Is this to show that their Arab allies and to show the region they can hit Persia with impunity? Or is this whole thing performative we've seen last week? Because it's quite confusing to me.
Well, we are trying to sort through it. And, you know, I think they wanted to reestablish deterrence. And I think they've just demonstrated that they can strike with impunity. As you say, they hit at, you know, the Isfahan International Airport, where there was a squadron of F-4 Tomcats there. They accomplished complete surprise, and cyber helped a lot. The Arab countries did assist in this, but it was not an extensive strike. I was hoping that they would not do a tit for tat and something that's proportional, because that never really achieves your strategic objectives. You need to hit at the head of the octopus with, you know, strategic weight, and they didn't do that. And we can talk more about that. This is about managing conflict rather than establishing new deterrence and showing Iran that they cannot mess with, you know, with Israel. And I don't think they achieved the ultimate objectives they needed to.
Colonel Harvey, just hang on. We're going to return to the war room in just a moment.
Are you tired of progressive corporations and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply trying to buy products? Progressive corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans, all while eroding the future of the American dream. It's prominent all over the country. Companies like Starbucks strong-arming their customers to support abortion. Financial services like PayPal canceling customers for their political views. Makeup companies like Maybelline making a mockery of women by supporting transgender models. And beer companies like Bud Light forcing gender ideology on you when all you want is to enjoy a cold beer. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer. with our hard-earned dollars. With Public Square, we now have a solution. It's simple. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.com. That's publicsq.com. Public Square is an app and website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Whether you're looking to buy coffee, find a new athletic clothing that knows what a woman is, and shop for clean skincare, or simply find a new restaurant in your community that won't lecture you about your political views, publicsq.com is your resource. Public Square also offers discounts to many high-quality businesses on the platform so that you can actually receive incentive for spending money with companies that don't hate you. Public Square is free to join as consumer or a business owner, and you can get started today at publicsq.com. Remember, either as a consumer or a business owner, download the app now. That's publicsq.com, publicsq.com.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, so times of turbulence, as we've told you, are here. It's only going to get worse, particularly this today with no southern border shutdown. I mean, it's absolutely stunning that there's nothing being done on the southern border after all the commitments, all the promises, everything. But that's the reality. The vote started. We'll have that up in a box. I'm going to bring Colonel Harvey back. My team will be giving us updates on how this is breaking down. But expect the Democrats basically to vote this rule through with a bunch of collaborationist Republicans so they can spend up to another $100 billion. They just finished. The ink's not even dry on, I don't know, what is it, $6.5-7 trillion of spending with a $2 trillion deficit that we can't finance. The international community is topped off. They own more, I think, a higher percentage of treasuries than in history. They're telling people they're topped out. So you're going to start monetizing the debt. This is why you're seeing this relationship between the dollar and gold. Go talk to birchgold.com/banner right now. Get Philip Patrick on the team. We've got the fifth installment coming out today. If you go to birchgold.com/Bannon, you can sign up and get it. This is all about economic security centered around what is money, what is currency, what is fiat currency, and what is the central bank digital currency. Why the federal government, the Federal Reserve, spending so much time on that when the central banks and the rest of the world are buying gold. And the de-dollarization movement's even just going to pick up. And this $100 billion, and they throw around $100 billion like it's nothing. The chickens are coming home to roost. This audience, we will be in the driver's seat when that happens. There's going to be a lot of agony. There's going to be a lot of agony in this country. Going to be a lot of agony in this country, particularly when you have to cut this massive federal spending. You watch. Just wait for it. Colonel Harvey, so give me this again. You actually think Israel achieved there? Because the Biden regime is clearly on the side of the Persians in this. They have been forever. John Kerry, that entire crew, they're on the side of the Persians. It's also announced today, I think, on oil.com, the highest output ever from the Persians selling to the Chinese, right? These are the guys who are so concerned about climate change. The Persians have these 40-year output deals right now, and that's how the Chinese Communist Party is funding the mullahs. That's how they're funding the Russians, the KGB. It's all through the oil. Your assessment, though, is that Israel completed its strategic necessity they had to by showing the Persians that even if the United States doesn't agree with them, that they can hit them with impunity?
Well, they demonstrated that they could strike even at the most densely defended area of Isfahan, which, you know, is an important element, and it caught the Iranians totally by surprise. The attack was proportional, and they did it despite, you know, the United States not wanting them to do it. And it showed the Arab allies that Israel has a capability, and the Arab allies worked with them on this. So I think that's important. But I don't think it was enough to really change it. It was not really an eye for an eye. And in the Middle East, you know, brutality and aggression and being very hard in response to things matters, because they think very differently about some of these issues and their calculus than we do in the United States State Department or in London. That said, let's think about oil. You know, the United States did not want Israel to strike Karg Island, the oil terminal for the exports, which goes to China and benefits China overwhelmingly. And they didn't want the Israel to hit the import facilities that bring in all the refined fuel that would have shut down the Iranian economy within 3 weeks. Why is that? You know, it would have benefited Russia and would have allowed Russia to finance the Ukraine war. But the Biden administration, I think, was most concerned about the impact on oil markets and what that would do to gas prices here in the United States, causing inflation, rippling through the economy and undermining their campaign. So Israel was very conscious of that, I think. And I would have liked, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu and the war cabinet to strike some of those facilities to send a message not only to Beijing, but also to the Biden administration.
Wow. Before I let you go, if you had a chance to talk to Speaker Johnson today, before these votes, because really the rules are going to pass, the Democrats now control essentially the floor of the House. First time in history that's ever happened. Before these votes tomorrow on what they call the foreign aid things, but this national security votes, what would you tell Johnson and those Republicans who are going to team up with the Democrats? What would be your words of wisdom to them about this Ukraine situation and what they're voting for?
I'd tell them to ask some big questions, the tough questions, and get all outside views. I think he needs to hear a Team A and a Team B perspective, because I don't think the IC, the intelligence community, can back it up. And I think that's an important element. Ask him the hard questions. Do we want a 10-year war there that's going to drain the United States already overstretched financially, as you've been hitting, you know, day after day for, you know, over a year now? I think he needs to ask those questions. And he needs outside counsel, because there are too many holdovers from the Boehner and McCarthy staff there around the speaker.
Colonel Harvey, where do people get to you, all your content, everything?
Okay. At Derek Harvey on Truth Social, at Colonel D. Harvey on Twitter. And my webpage is DerekHarvey.org, and that's where I can be contacted for more content and speeches and that type of thing.
Colonel Harvey, thank you so much for your assessment. Appreciate it.
Take care, Steve.
Also at 5 o'clock today, we're going to have, at 5 o'clock, I think we're going to have a Colonel Mill. By the way, Andrew Giuliani, I think Dr. Gene Lauda will join us at 11 for an update on everything with President Trump, the jury, and I don't know how you go forward with this jury. I don't know how this was signed off by the lawyers, but I don't know if they used all their chits or whatever they did, but I think this jury, the makeup of this jury, I don't think looks great. In fact, I think it looks opposite of great. I could be wrong. I'm not there. Just my observations. I'm kind of coming down on the Jesse Waters side of things, where he thinks there's operatives that have been in there, but we'll have an assessment by Dr. Gina and Andrew Giuliani at 11. Colonel Mills is going to join, I think, Natalie today at 5. I'll be back for the 6 o'clock show. One thing she's going to talk about is this Volt typhoon. This is, even the FBI now has woken up to this to say there's the Chinese hackers, both Chinese state hackers and kind of not, you know, non-state, they kind of have a degree of separation, but they totally control them, are going to have massive cyber attacks in the United States. In fact, when we were in Vegas, the 911 system was taken down. I think there were 6 states that happened, and that was not a coincidence. So there's a lot going on, as we've warned time and time again about our infrastructure. There's 2 things that we're very proud of our sponsors. Number one, Jace Medical. We're trying to get Dr. Sean Rowland to come on later. A huge article in the Daily Mail about how we're running out of these medicines, how you can't go to a drugstore and just get the basic stuff anymore. Plus, with all these hacks coming in, particularly hacks on these unprepared healthcare organizations. Plus, this also shows you the Chinese Communist Party is thinking something. They're thinking downrange. There's something happening about the South China Sea, Straits of Taiwan. They're thinking strategically, and it doesn't have to do with the vote in the Ukraine. They realize that's a joke. That's where they're trying to bleed us out. Once again, you just heard Derek Harvey right there. He didn't hit the oil and gas infrastructure in Persia. That would have stopped the Persians from sending the oil to China, that gives them the cash to operate. This is why, because the Biden regime doesn't want it, because gas prices will go up and it'll make their reelection harder. So and this whole thing of these cyber attacks are getting worse. That's why at Home Title Lock, right now more than ever, you got to go talk to the Home Title Lock team, hometitlelock.com/Bannon. You get a free month, but talk to them. Immerse yourself about what's going on, the exposure to your title. Also, for your medicines. Are you prepared? Do you have the go kit? Do you have all the key medicines you need? Do you have it? And do you have it stockpiled for use? That's why you got to talk to the Jace medical team. Things are getting more and more uncertain. Now you've got the FBI that never gets anything right. Now they're up saying, hey, this Volt Typhoon, these hackers look like they're coming after infrastructure in a massive way. And this thing the other night in Las Vegas with the 911, that was not a coincidence. It happened in, I think, 6 or 9 states. So make sure you're on top of things here. EJ and Tony, I want you to give me I know you're not partisan, you're an economist. Just a step back. What we're doing today or over the next 24 hours is voting another $100 billion without securing the border. $100 billion with no border security on top of the $7 trillion they just passed. And right now, as we've been reporting to you, they can't come to a top-line number for the budget year we're in that's got to be done by September 30th, or you're going to be on other CRs. The reason the process is not moving forward, they can't even agree to the top line. It's so disparate because the Biden regime's budget they put forward is $7.3 trillion with another couple of trillion-dollar deficits. And the world is not just prepared to buy this. This is why they're having a tough time. They're not selling 10s and 30s. They're doing all the financing on the debt in these short-term notes and bills. EJ and Tony, your observations and thoughts on that.
Steve, I think that the recent reacceleration of inflation is set to continue because of all of the things that you just articulated. We are not slowing down the spending. We are not slowing down the borrowing. And eventually it means we're going to have to get back to the printing. Now, one thing that's important to remember is that even though the Fed is technically selling off its balance sheet and conducting what they like to call quantitative tightening, the fact is that the Fed has a lot of other mechanisms at its disposal, which it has been using to increase bank reserves. Now, that's important because those bank reserves are the basis upon which banks can pyramid out additional loans, which creates money. In other words, grow the money supply and further devalue the currency. So that's just a way of saying that the system is still creating money, even though the Fed likes to talk about the fact that they are doing the opposite. And so as long as we continue to have the big spenders in charge in Washington, you know, clearly from both parties, it's not as if the Democrats have a monopoly on this problem. It is a party with the political establishment, the uniparty. And so as long as those folks are still in charge, we're going to continue to see the American middle class hollowed out, and we are going to continue to see the American people made poorer through the hidden tax of inflation. All of this government spending has to be paid for one way or another. It's just a question of, are we going to pay for it with explicit taxation or implicit taxes, aka inflation?
Have you heard any argument at all from the Republicans right now outside of the hawks that come on the show, the deficit hawks? Have you seen the people like are going to partner with the Democrats that vote on this? Have you heard any argument from them that makes sense to you about how you write this ship?
No, I haven't heard anything, frankly, from them that makes any sense at all. I mean, they're putting forth some ridiculous arguments about how well, since this money is going effectively to American defense contractors, you know, the money's staying here at home. No, it's not. You are spending money on weapons of war. In other words, we are going to kill people and destroy stuff. That is not a path to prosperity. You know, war is about two things: killing people and breaking stuff, period. That's it. There is nothing in there that means that people are going to be better off in the long run. We are effectively lighting hundreds of billions of dollars on fire in the hopes that our enemies are going to light a couple of billion dollars on fire. This is a losing strategy. It has lost thus far, and it will continue to lose. And again, it's just accelerating the hollowing out of the American middle class. Nothing from the proponents of these proposals makes any sense at all. Their reasoning is completely backwards.
Just hang on for 1 minute. We're going to take a short commercial break. EJ Antonio on the other side.
Now that we are launching into the general election season, Patriot Mobile wants to celebrate with a very special offer. Just in case you haven't made the switch to Patriot Mobile today. Until March 31st, you can get a free month of service. That's a free month of service when you switch to Patriot Mobile. All you need to do is stop procrastinating and go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon. That's patriotmobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's patriotmobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's it. It's that easy. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the progressive left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message, just like you all did on Super Tuesday, that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. The Patriot Mobile team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Remember, Patriot Mobile has 100% U.S.-based customer service. Get your free month of service and get it today. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. For the free month of service, put in the code SPRING24. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. SPRING24. When you make the switch, you get the free month. Or you can call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Action, action, action.
We remember the terrible idea last year when 8 renegade Republicans joined with every single Democrat in the House to throw the Republican speaker out of office. It's a terrible idea. It didn't make America stronger. It didn't deliver any conservative victories. Well, now, again, we've got a small group of people who are upset that they're not getting their way. It's the era of divided government. Nobody gets everything they want. So they want to throw out the current Speaker of the House. It's a terrible idea. I'm working with a group of members to change the rules so that they can't get that done, so that one knucklehead can't put the whole House into disarray by forcing another Speaker vote. We've got real problems. We have a southern border in crisis. We're $34 trillion in debt, and America needs to be projecting strength abroad. We should focus on that instead of these D.C. power games.
Okay, there's a lot of consternation in the chat, and we think there should be consternation, and there should be anger. I 100% agree with that. And people are saying, what can we do? I'll tell you what you can do about it. It's very simple. You see that guy right there, Dusty Johnson from, what, South Dakota? He's the problem. Not the sole problem, but he's part of the problem. These guys are going to get their votes today, and these people that, and Dusty Johnson, the $34 trillion deaths on the bridge, you haven't done anything about it, bro. You have backed the establishment on everything. And this is in South Dakota. The last time I looked at South Dakota, a MAGA state. Let's replay that. Because what this geek, and just look at that, is that you'll see that he's the personification of leadership. And this is the problem. Most of those guys up there are like this guy. That's the problem. You want to start with the problem? You got two things. You got to back President Trump. And President Trump's not perfect. But President Trump, hey, is 9 billion times better than any alternative. We got to get him back in the White House and have his back. But also, you got to start changing these guys out. And this is in MAGA states. If you look at the most MAGA districts in my beloved South, most of the establishment, the cardinals on the appropriations, the establishments, the guys like Womack, are all from those districts. This is not about close districts like Lawler and these guys in New York. I'm talking about MAGA red, Trump red districts represented by uniparty members. And then you got places like, you know, in Montana, in South Dakota, places like this throughout the country where you have this beauty, right? And he's going to sit there and give you all the happy talk. He's not going to really come in and vote hard on hard nose with continuing to burying us or to take the hard votes you need to take to say, no, we're not giving, we have to project strength. What does this guy know about strength? We have to project strength. Let's play this thing again.
You probably remember the terrible idea last year when eight renegade Republicans joined with every single Democrat in the House to throw the Republican Speaker out of office. It's a terrible idea. It didn't make America stronger. It didn't deliver any conservative victories. Well, now, again, we've got a small group of people who are upset that they're not getting their way. It's the era of divided government. Nobody gets everything they want. So they want to throw out the current Speaker of the House. It's a terrible idea. I'm working with a group of members to change the rules so that they can't get that done, so that one knucklehead can't put the whole House into disarray by forcing another Speaker vote. We've got real problems. We have a southern border in crisis. We're $34 trillion in debt, and America needs to be projecting strength abroad. We should focus on that instead of these D.C. power games.
We should focus on removing guys like you from office. Then you can start having some solutions. You can't have a conservative party that votes with Democrats. Because this, and remember, who came out on this package immediately and said he supported it? Was Joe Biden. Joe Biden, this was his package. This is what's taking the floor today. So you're going to have the great unmasking. It's all going to be there. But the Dusty Johnsons of the world is where it starts. They're coming after Eli Crane, one of the great heroes in all this. They're coming after Eli Crane now, this phony. In fact, we've got a new ad from Eli that counters this. But you got McCarthy's money, the Uniparty money, the folks that got us in here. It's all dark money going after the eight that stood up to him. That is not the problem. The problem is we still have too many gutless, feckless individuals that'll just go along. Johnson's whole excuse for this is that, oh, I've gotten all these intelligence briefings. And remember, Johnson wasn't the first pick anybody, but at the end, he was a compromise candidate when Jim Jordan took three shots and Jim Jordan couldn't push it over the edge. And hey, I'm not so sure Jim Jordan would be that great. You're going to have to keep, I agree with MTG, if it's got to be a revolving door until you get the right person, let it be a revolving door. EJ and Tony, there is, I want to talk about what J.D. Vance is doing, because J.D. Vance is one of the few leaders over in the Senate that's standing up here. J.D. Vance is obviously the intellectual leader of No More Money for Ukraine, and he puts out a very compelling, in fact, bulletproof analysis in the New York Times where he says, hey, the math does not add up here. But also he's doing something. He's taking a lead on reparations from China, the Chinese Communist Party. Number one, we've got to get on the table the reparations for COVID because it clearly came from the Wuhan lab. But he's also talking about these Chinese railroad bonds, a huge piece up by Heritage. Walk me through when they're talking about these bonds that the Chinese Communist Party stiffed the American people on. We followed this for years. Looks like JD's getting serious about doing something about it, sir.
Well, Steve, essentially we're talking about these investment securities that are over 100 years old. They belong to the predecessor government, to the Chinese Communist Party. But under international law, when one government takes over from another, even if it's a violent coup, they assume all of the assets and all of the liabilities of their predecessor. And so that is exactly what has happened here, except in this case, while the Chinese Communist Party clearly took up all of the nation's assets, they sloughed off a lot of these liabilities. In other words, they have failed to pay these bonds and the bondholders. Now, in full disclosure, there have been a couple of very negative, I guess you could say, counterparties involved here. You know, for example, our own Securities and Exchange Commission, because they are in the thrall of the uniparty political establishment, which is in turn in hock to the Chinese Communist Party. The SEC has come out and called these things nothing more than collective memorabilia. In other words, they have tried to say that these bonds have no value, even though, according to international law, which everyone else abides by, these bonds do have value, a value of over $1 trillion. And so you have, on one hand, our own government telling its citizens, look, these pieces of paper are worthless. And then you have international law, which is saying, no, these things are worth quite a substantial amount of money. You also, unfortunately, have another piece of bad news, I guess you could say, in here, where you have had some financial hucksters try to defraud people by saying that these bonds were already under some kind of guarantee, which is clearly not the case. We need strong leaders, yeah, who are going to actually enforce the law that's on the books and get these bondholders their money.
We've got 90 seconds break. Just hang on. I want to finish up with EJ and Tony. We're going to go live to the trial of President Trump up in Manhattan.
The apples in your holiday pie taste amazing, but it's not exactly the recommended 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. The Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and your cholesterol, eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, which, as you know, is almost impossible. That's why you need to check out Field of Greens. Every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs, like your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, and your immune system. Yo, folks, the holidays are here and you need to stay healthy. Plus, you'll notice your skin, hair, and nails will look healthier. Field of Greens is the simplest way to get those daily fruits and veggies, and it tastes amazing. Let me get you started with 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com. Use promo code Bannon. That's promo code Bannon at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com. Make sure you take it today. Use your agency. Action, action, action. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Bannon.
War Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.